The four candidates for governor of Massachusetts met last night in their final broadcast debate before Election Day, which is now just 1 week away. The Big Dig, taxes, and Massachusetts' future were all debated, but this final meeting was a relatively tame affair, even though it's a down-to-the-wire close race between the incumbent governor, Deval Patrick, and his Republican challenger, Charlie Baker. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Maybe this is what 15 months of campaigning does. In the end, folks are just tired of the fight, even the candidates. That's the way it seemed last night. For the most part, moderator Charlie Gibson of ABC News managed to direct the four candidates away from contentious debate and loud arguments. Still, they pressed their points. Governor Patrick touted investments in education, health care, and jobs, which he says have put Massachusetts ahead of most other states in this tough recession.
We're at 8.4% we had in September, the largest single drop in the unemployment rate in over 30 years. We're not done. I'm not declaring victory by any means, but we are making progress. And we're growing, by the way, in those areas that are sweet spots for us. And it depends on the investments we've made in education, innovation, and in infrastructure.
I hear all of you.
Patrick views the state as a glass half full. And when he tried to express that view late in the evening, his opponents were quick to pounce.
You know, not everything in Massachusetts is bad. There's a lot good happening right now. And
Patrick's Republican challenger, Charlie Baker, argued the state should be in much better shape and pressed his case for reforming state government, cutting taxes, and streamlining regulations. Baker pointed out that while the unemployment rate is coming down, so are the number of total jobs in the state.
For me, this whole thing comes down to you got to be real about what's really going on out there. And the governor can say all he wants about how much better things are getting and how he's investing in jobs. But the truth is, 8 tax increases and 20,000 people out of work, 24,000 people if you count the month of August, that's not heading in the right direction.
Baker also had to play defense last night. Gibson asked him about a memo he wrote in 1998 when he was the state's budget chief. It warned that spending on the Big Dig could force draconian cuts to other transportation projects. But as Gibson pointed out, Baker was also arguing publicly back then that the Big Dig wouldn't lead to cuts.
So why were you saying one thing in public and another privately?
The memo that I wrote was about my concern about state spending overall.
Then Baker sought to turn the tables on Patrick, chiding the governor for failing to come up with a plan to close a projected budget deficit.
And I think it was exactly the kind of memo, frankly, that we should see out there. And as I look at the current state of affairs in Massachusetts, I see that $2 billion deficit that we face next year. And I certainly hope somebody's writing a memo to you that's telling you how we're going to get out of that one.
The memo is at least awkward for Baker. Governor Patrick has criticized him for his Big Dig funding plan, saying it diverted money away from road and bridge repairs. Patrick pointed out that Baker's own memo says more or less the same thing. Independent candidate Tim Cahill also weighed in.
The biggest thing that bothered me about the memo is that the fact that it was going to be hidden until after the reelection of the then Governor Cellucci. And that's what bothered me, because I think that what people are looking for is us to be straight when we're running for office, not to lie to them or not to misrepresent or to say something quietly when it should be said publicly.
But Baker returned again and again to his main theme, reforming state government and cutting taxes. And in a debate that was, for the most part, quiet and civil, he prompted this skirmish with Patrick.
And I think we need to reduce taxes. I'm waiting for the governor to put forth a proposal on what he's... The governor's only proposal, from what I can tell, to deal with the current $2 billion problem is going to be to raise taxes. And that's exactly
the wrong message
to send.
You've never heard that proposal from me. You've been saying that for 15 months, and you've never heard that from me.
Moderator Charlie Gibson ended the debate by encouraging a bit of comity among the candidates, asking them to say something positive about the opponent across the table. Tim Cahill said this about Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Rainbow Party.
If I ever got sick, I would want Jill Stein to be.
For her part, Stein said she respected Cahill's passion and conviction. Governor Patrick called Charlie Baker one of the state's smartest business leaders, and he said if reelected, he would use some of his ideas. Baker called Patrick compassionate and said he offers a wonderful story about what a great country America is. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.